नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टेक्स्ट 26 translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki. Bali Maharaj said, persons like us who are still attached to material enjoyment, who are contaminated by the modes of material nature, and who lack the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot follow the supreme path of Prahlad Maharaj, the exalted devotee of the Lord. Purport. It is said that for spiritual realization, one must follow great personalities like Lord Brahma, Devarsi Narada, Lord Shiva and Prahlad Maharaj. The path of bhakti is not at all difficult if we follow in the footsteps of previous acharyas and authorities, but those who are too materially contaminated by the modes of material nature cannot follow them. Although Bali Maharaj was actually following the path of his grandfather, because of his great humility, he thought that he was not. It is a characteristic of advanced Vaishnavas following in the principles of bhakti that they think themselves ordinary human beings. This is not an artificial exhibition of humility. A Vaishnava sincerely thinks this way and therefore never admits his exalted position. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Gaur Govinda Swami Tinamine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyari Satarine. Mukankaroti Vachalam Pangun Langaya Tirigri Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Guru Vinatarinam. So, actually, I get mixed up completely because I thought I was going to speak in some other verses. Totally, this verse is, as I'm seeing it now, it's like new for me. So, Bali Maharaj said, persons like us who are still attached to material enjoyment, who are contaminated by the modes of material nature, and who lack the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot follow the supreme path of Prahlad Maharaj, the exalted devotee of the Lord. So Bali Maharaj here is glorifying his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, and he's mentioning some good points. Like previously in the other verse, he was mentioning that the self-interest of Prahlad Maharaj, what is that? The previous verse he says, Bali Maharaj said, my grandfather Prahlad Maharaj is the only person who understood his own self-interest. Upon the death of Prahlad's father, Hiranyakashipu, Lord Nrisimhadev wanted to offer Prahlad his father kingdom and even wanted to grant him liberation from material bondage. But Prahlad accepted neither liberation nor material opulence. He thought are obstacles to devotional service, and therefore such gifts from the Supreme Personality of Godhead are not his actual mercy. Consequently, instead of accepting the results of karma and jnana, Prahlad Maharaj simply begged the Lord for engagement in the service of his servant. So, yes, Prahlad Maharaj is a Mahajana. He's one of the 12 Mahajanas. Bali Maharaj is another Mahajana. Lord Brahma is another Mahajana. The Kumaras are another Mahajana. Devarshi Narada, another Mahajana. Sukadeva Goswami, another Mahajana. Vyasadev. And Janaka Maharaj. And Yamaraj Maharaj. So, Mahayana Jena Gata Sapantad. So it is recommended that if we want to understand Krishna consciousness, we have to take shelter of the Mahayanas. But unfortunately, because we are materially attached, because we are identifying with this material body, and because we are taking shelter of the material external energy, we're confused. We don't know what is what. We don't know who are we. We don't know who the Mahayanas are. We don't, probably in the conditional stage, many people, they don't even care about who. They don't even care who are. They don't even inquire about it. But they have a self-interest, like Prahlad Maharaj is well known by his famous statements made in the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. His self-interest is to link up, to get all the conditioned souls closer to Krishna. And in one of those famous verses he says, Naivo duye paraduratya vaidat Naivo duye paratya vaitunascha Tvadvirya gajana mahamrittu magna cheta So cheta to vimukha cheta sa indriyata Maya sukaya varamudhato vimudha. So he's saying, my dear Lord Nishingadev, I'm not at all afraid of this material existence, because wherever I go, I'm absorbed in thoughts of your divine. Wherever I go, I chant your glories and your activities. He says, I'm much concerned for the fools and rascals who are trying to make this life very comfortable, building their homes, their families, their societies, their communities, their nation. They become so bewildered. Out of love for them, I want to bring them to you. That's one personal purpose or interest that he has. Then another one is, he says, another vision of Prahlad Maharaj of the Mahayana is like this. He says, Prayena deva munayo suavimukta kama Monan charanti villanena pararti nishta Naitad vihaya kripano vimumuksha eko Nanyan tuarasya brahmatuanu pasye Saranam brahmatuanu pasye. He says, I've seen many, many saintly people. I've seen many, many sadhus. But what do? They go to the forest, they go to the Himalayas to practice monan. They are interested only in their personal liberation. He says, my Lord, as far as I am concerned, I'm not interested in my personal liberation. My Lord, I want to bring these fools and rascals with me, because I know that without Krishna consciousness they could never be happy. And just like this verse says here, because we're materially attached, sometimes we cannot understand this, the higher vision or the self-interest of the Mahayanas, or the great masters. So whenever I read these verses or I get in touch with this purpose, immediately my mind comes to our dear Srila Prabhupada. He is in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. He left Vrindavan. He left the place where everybody is, you know, most of us sometimes we just, out of not being too enriched in Krishna consciousness, or out of frustration of becoming quickly fast in our endeavors to achieve Krishna consciousness, at least myself sometimes I feel, oh, I wish I could just go to Vrindavan and just be there and be in Mayapur. It's beautiful, I would like to be there. And then I remember, but I haven't done anything. Srila Prabhupada was there, and he came to save us. I'm indebted to him. We're indebted to him. We have a lot of service, work to do. We have so much to do. Srila Prabhupada mentions in one of his purpose, he says that the self-interest of a conditioned soul is determined in two ways. He says that first he gives the example of a child. He says, well, self-interest and concentrated, extended interest. He says the child, if you give him a cake, he will eat it. The impetus is that immediately he will get a cake and he will eat it. And then another child will come and say, can you please give me a piece of cake? And the child will say, okay, you can have some. And then at that moment, from concentrated self-interest goes to extended interest. And Srila Prabhupada gives another example of the politicians, the big politicians. They have their interests, they have their own agenda. But ultimately, what they want is their own welfare and family, well together. And they extend a little bit to help community, nations, and society like that. But Srila Prabhupada mentions that this extended self-interest cannot be, they can never achieve happiness, they can never be fulfilled because they do not reach up to the point of Vishnu. They are not connected with Vishnu, therefore it will be a failure. And I remind also one time, one conversation that Prabhupada had with Yogi Bhajan. Yogi Bhajan was inviting Srila Prabhupada to go to do some conference and talk, and many sadhus and many yogis would come, and Prabhupada was putting them aside. No, no, what is the use? They all talk nonsense. Because Prabhupada was seeing that they don't put Krishna in the center. They all want to speak about themselves. They all want to speak about different things that is not related and connected to Krishna. They practically speaking about their self-interest, their personal self-interest, not the super self-interest. So he didn't go to that. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami actually explains, he says that he defines in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he mentions karmene. What is that? Karmendriya Briti, Karmendriya Briti Vancha, Tare Vali Kama, Krishnendriya Icha, Tare Premanam. So he mentions that, he says, the first in Karmendriya is your own sense gratification. You just want to work for your self-interest. And in Krishnendriya is you're working for the self-interest of Krishna. And he puts as an example Arjuna. He says, in the beginning, Arjuna, he was arguing with Krishna. I do not want to fight with my father, grandfather, with my grandfather, with my nephews, with my brothers, with my cousins, with my family. So he was arguing like that. But at the end, he did accept Krishna's proposal. So in the beginning, he was just talking for his own sense gratification. And that is called kama. He says, but later on, when he agreed with Krishna, he was working for the self-interest of Krishna, that is, the super self-interest of Krishna. So that's prema. So similarly, ourselves, right now, at this moment, we might have different agendas. Every single person, you know, has their personal self-interest. But from the beginning that we set foot in this community or in any Hare Krishna temple, by the mercy of the Mahayanas, by the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, the Sis Goswamis, and all the saintly people, they put us right on track to understand that actually we have a better way of life. We have a super self-interest. And this reminds me of sometimes when we go and distribute books and when we meet people, every one of you has experience of this. What do you want? What is your interest in doing this? And of course, many times you can answer this in many different ways. And I remember this particular time, this man with a big tie, big businessman comes. I've been watching you for a long time. I want to know, what are you doing? What is this? What are you looking for? And then I thought, in my own way, I was thinking, oh, I wish I could say, I am the servant of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and the Guru Paramparas. And my reason to come here is to please them. The reason I'm coming here is to be a servant. They don't like this word servant. So I thought, okay, I'll try a different way. I said, well, you know, everything that is in this material world that we see has a purpose. For example, you see, you know, you have the sunshine. You get sunshine. You have rivers and lakes. And you can drink water. Then when you eat, you're hungry. There's grains, there's fruits, trees. Unfortunately, I said, you know, people, they're misusing of material nature like that. These beautiful trees where you can get fruits and grains and nourish yourself, they've been cut up and they've been used for sense gratification. And, you know, even the little animals that may appear to be insignificant, you know, like sometimes you have the bees, they go the bees and go from flower to flower, they collect nectar, and they make a lot of pollen, they make honey, and then we use the honey. So there's service, they're serving there. We're getting service from this nature, this providing us. And yet, sometimes we think, I'm the Lord, I'm the master, I'm the Lord, that everything that is here, I'm the controller. So anyway, I said, yeah, well, my purpose of coming here, as you see, everything has a purpose. I also have a purpose as a human being. I'm coming here to share this knowledge with you, to share this teachings and see if you can take an alternative way of life, and humbly proposing that maybe there's something that can click in your mind and in your consciousness, that there's another opportunity for natural way of living. Very good. Very good. Thank you very much. I'm not going to take your book, but I'll give you some money here. He says, keep doing what you're doing. And I thought, that's appreciating like that. But this concept of servant is very misunderstood sometimes. I remember that about 30 years ago, like the first time I came, only 1 month here in this temple, and someone came and said, he was looking at the window there and nobody was there. He was trying to see what's going on. And then I said, can I help you? He says, yes, I have two questions. He said, one is that, how does someone become the topmost here? Like, how can you reach the highest level of, like, the big man? And then I thought, and who is that big man? And then I thought, well. And then I look at Srila Prabhupada. I said, well, the big man is sitting down over there. The big person is sitting down there. And the way he became so big, or tall, as you're saying, is big, is because he considered himself as the humble servant of God. And if you want to be also the top man, you have to be the humble servant of God. He says, oh, thank you very much. And like that. So this, in relation to other things that happened, an incident when I was helping some bhaktas at one time, there was no one to help. So I'm just filling the gap, just like right now, I'm filling the gap for the class. So this bhakta, after some time, he was saying, you know, I want to get initiated. After about two, 3 weeks, he said, I want to get initiated. I said, oh, that's very nice. Everyone should have a spiritual master and get initiated. What is the main reason you would like to get initiated? He says, I'm tired of being called Bhakta Bob. I said, oh. And what is the other reasons? He said, yes, everybody's bossing me around. Ooh, the wrong attitude. So I thought, well, that's not a good, you know, beginning. Because we are meant to be das, das, anudas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the perfect example. He is the personification of das, 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 anudas. The Lord Himself, who is, what is that verse? Ekale Ishwara Krishna Arab. Yeah. So he is the master and he can, you know, controls everything. Nevertheless, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes himself, and what does he do? He is serving his devotees. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in, for example, in Jagannath Puri, and there's a beautiful pastimes that happen in the 18 years when he was there with Haridas Thakur, he sent his devotee Govinda. He says, Govinda, go and bring some Mahaprasad to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur is laying down. He sees Govinda and he says, I cannot. He says, what happened? Well, I'm a little bit sick. I haven't, my rounds. I haven't finished my rounds chanting here and having some difficulty. And, but Mahaprasadan is here. What should I do? Okay, I should take a little bit. I should honor Mahaprasadan. And after some time, Lord Chaitanya went to visit him. He says, Haridas, I heard that you're having some difficulty. Can you ascertain the problem? What's happened? He says, my dear Lord, he said, I'm so fallen. I'm the most wretched, unseeable, untouchable person. He says, but you brought me to this, to the position of Vaikuntha men. He says, by your mercy, I'm able to chant the holy name in your association and making a lot of spiritual advancement. He says, my Lord, he says, but I have one request. I have one desire within my heart. My only desire. What is it? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what is it? He says, my Lord. He says, before you're closing your pastimes, he says, I want to live. I don't want to see you living. I'm the one who wants to live before. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Haridas, he says, how can you do that to me? My only happiness is to be close to you. In your association, I experience a lot of happiness. And you are asking me this? He said, yes, because, my Lord, why are you creating this illusion? He says, you have millions and millions of devotees, and they are all great. They're great devotees. He said, each one of them can sit on my head. He said, they're fit to sit on my head. They are doing so much work for you, more service to you. And me, I'm useless. I'm not doing anything. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was moved by this, the attitude, so he went back. The next day, came back with a big party of his devotees. He says, Haridas, he says, what's the news? He says, my Lord, whatever mercy you bestow upon me, that will be good news. He says, okay, he ordered all his devotees, let's have some Harinam Sankirtan. All the devotees, Vakreshwara Pandit was the lead dancer, and Swarup Damodar, the lead singer, they have a huge kirtan, huge harinam. And then after that, Haridas Thakur went and touched the lotus feet of each one of the devotees, put it on his head. And then after that, he placed the Lord in front of him. He placed it in front of him, and he was holding his lotus feet and putting it closer to his chest. And he was glancing at the Lord. He was drinking the nectarian lotus light face of the Lord and pressed the feet so hard. And then after some time, he just left. But he was begging the Lord before, my Lord, I want to have this benediction that I want to leave your body in front of you, chanting the holy name, looking at your beautiful face. And after that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed a huge kirtan. The devotees were so ecstatic dancing. The kirtan got so ecstatic. Everybody was experiencing the greatest ecstasy. And he took Haridas Thakur in his lap, and he started dancing and dancing and dancing. At one point, Swarup Damodar, he says, my Lord, we have to perform the rites. It's getting late. So then they did that. He stopped. And then he went to the Jagannath Puri in the Shinkarswar, and he started asking the Lord Krishna himself as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu become a servant of his devotee. He goes and he's saying, we're going to have a big feast for Haridas Thakur. Can anyone please give some prasadam? People start coming and bringing prasadam more and more and more and more and more. And then the devotee says, my Lord, you don't have to do that. We can do the begging. We'll do the begging. Please. Then later on, they all sit down. All his devotees were sitting down. And they were... Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so eager to serve his devotees that with his big hand, enough to feed five people, was given to each one of them. And personally the Lord was serving the devotees, the Lord was glorifying his devotees, he was doing practically speaking everything himself. So he, the personification, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, das, anudas, is giving us a hint that if we want to become devotees or members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, engaged in the path of Bhakti Yoga, we should adopt these principles. Never think that I'm advanced. I don't need anybody. You, who are you anyway? You're just a woman, or you're just a Mexican, black, white, whatever. I do say this because I remember that when I have a lot of friends at one time in the Bhakta program, they said, no, I think they're going to exploit us. I said, what do you mean? He said, you look around. He says, everybody's white. And I was, what are you talking about? He said, no, look around. And I go, yeah, that's true, but Prabhupada is not white. Prabhupada is not. Prabhupada is an Indian body. And besides that, you know, if anybody gets into some kind of a mental trip, with a little bit that I knew at the time, I said, you know, that will be his big problem, his big fall down. We just stick to the program. Prabhupada will never let us down. And he said, yeah, that's true. So I said, but if you want to enjoy sense gratification and you want to smoke pot, go ahead. That's what you want. So you're just finding some excuse and giving some arguments. They're not very strong arguments. Bhagavad Gita is there, Prabhupada is there, the Guru Parampara is there. Same thing happened with one god brother of mine that at one time happened. He said, see, the big leader, at that time one person left. So now, I said, yes, I know you want to go and go back and smoke pot. Now you're finding a good reason to say that this doesn't work. It doesn't work for you because you want to enjoy sense gratification. So, Prabhu, I'm sorry, I think I'm going over time. And if I said something wrong, please forgive me. And if you have any question or comment, you're welcome. If no, thank you very much for your attention. Haribol.